The readings today are both from Exodus, page 61. First one is chapter 3, verses 1 to 14, on page 61. One day while Moses was taking care of the sheep and goats of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, he led the flock across the desert and came to Sinai, the holy mountain. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him as a flame coming from the middle of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but that it was not burning up. "This is strange," he thought. "Why isn't the bush burning up? I will go closer and see." Then the Lord saw that Moses was coming closer. He called to him from the middle of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Yes, here I am." God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, because you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So Moses covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have seen how cruelly my people are being treated in Egypt. I have heard them cry out to be rescued from their slave drivers. I know all about their sufferings, and so I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians and to bring them out of Egypt to a spacious land, one which is rich and fertile, and in which the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites now live. I have indeed heard the cry of my people, and I see how the Egyptians are oppressing them. Now I am sending you to the king of Egypt so that you can lead my people out of his country." But Moses said to God, "I am nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God answered, "I will be with you. And when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. That will be the proof that I have sent you." But Moses replied, "When I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' So what can I tell them?" God said, "I am who I am. This is what you must say to them. The one who is called I am has sent me to you." And the other reading is from chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Then Moses answered the Lord, "But suppose the Israelites do not believe me and will not listen to what I say. What shall I do if they say that you did not appear to me?" So the Lord asked him, "What are you holding?" "A stick," he answered. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." When Moses threw it down, it turned into a snake and he ran away from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Bend down and pick it up by the tail." So Moses bent down and caught it, and it became a stick again. The Lord said, "Do this to prove to the Israelites that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to you."
Thank you, Melissa. Sorry, it's me again. Today, we've managed to secure Rick Warren to come and speak with us. Don't worry, it's not live. So he shared it at a TED talk a while back. Now, TED, for those of you that don't know, I know what a TED talk is, but I thought I'd educate myself a little bit. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And basically, a TED talk is where people of influence or who are famous or are successful or are wise or whatever terminology they use are invited to come on this TED Talk show. I think it's weekly. And they're asked to share their thoughts and views in around 20 minutes. And so Rick Warren did one of those. And so we're going to see him very soon. Just quickly, the term kooks is used in his talk. And I didn't know what a kook was. Sorry, I don't know if you know what a kook is, but it's North American slang. I'm sure the Brays know what it is anyway. So a kook, I've got three quick definitions just to help you with the talk. It's a mad or eccentric person, a crazy person. Another definition was a nut or a weirdo. Another one is someone whose ideas or actions are eccentric, fantastic, or insane. So I hope that helps. Curtis, can we have those questions up quickly now? Look, Rick does his talk, and Richard asked me just to pop these questions up here, which I'll read out. What is in our hands personally as a church community to make a difference for God? And what is our identity? Who are we? What are we representing? And what resources do we have? And the last one is, what influence do or could we have in our community? So I'm not sure what our time is running like, but we'll listen to Rick, and he's about 20 minutes. And at the end, if there's time, we might just quickly have a few-minute discussion on some of those questions. So have a ponder on those. Obviously, we have to take them off to put the TED Talk up, but I'll pop them back up again at the end. But, you know, Rick talks about identity, income, and influence, the three I's, identity, influence, and income. So those questions are focused around those, our income, like our resources, our identity, and our influence. Anyway, enough of me. Curtis, thank you.